Libraries reopen in the morning, should there be any doors left on them to open. Ah, he turns into Oxford Street.
You can tell me nothing?
You remember, Doctor, in the early days of our friendship, how you once defined my limitations?
Indeed. Philosophy, astronomy, and politics, zero. Botany, variable. Geology, profound. With regards to mudstones from any region within 50 miles of London. Chemistry, eccentric. Anatomy, unsystematic. Sensational literature, crime record, unique. Then, violinist, boxer, swordsman, lawyer, and self-poisoner by cocaine and tobacco.
Yeah. Anatomy unsystematic. Well, Doctor, what can you tell me about Cuvier's feather or bone, as some refer to it?
Oh, I'm not sure I can tell you anything. Although I seem to have heard, when a student...
Cuvier was a French comparative anatomist whose great coup de théâtre was to take a fossilized feather that had been found belonging to no known species of bird and from it adduce the shape of the bird's wing. From the wing of the body, from the body of the head, from the head... Well, needless to say, Cuvier prophesied what the whole creature would look like should one ever be found. And when one was...
Remarkable. What is Cuvier?
Now, if our feather is what drove Colonel Openshaw from the charming climate of Florida and all his American friends and contacts for the life of a semi-recluse in an English provincial town, I think we may adduce fear. But fear of what? Oxford Street. There he goes. Now keep close to the shops. Should he glance back?
Holmes, fear what?
This we learn from the letters. You recall again their postmarks.
Pondicherry, Dundee, London. That is East London.
From which we deduce
whole seaports.
Excellent, my dear Watson. So there can be no doubt that the writer of them is on a ship. So let us look further. In the case of Pondicherry, 7 weeks elapsed between the threat contained in the letter and the threat's fulfillment. In Dundee, it was 3 or 4 days. So?
Those involved had a greater distance to travel.
But then the letter surely had the same distance to come, and therefore should have arrive with the sender, should it not?
What on earth are you driving at?
But from the information we hold, we can adduce the sort of ship, a sailing ship. It looks as if the malefactors in this matter always send their singular warning to their intended victim before beginning their mission. I believe they sent their first letter by steam mail packet from Pondicherry, arriving themselves 7 weeks later on a sailing ship. Much less reliable, usually very much slower.
Of course. This would explain why the second letter from Dundee arrived 3 days before they did. The time it took them to sail round the coast, their letter coming overland.
The third letter, though, comes from London, Eastern Division, that is, the East India Dock.
My God! They're already here.
Which is exactly why we are dogging John Openshaw's footsteps on such a night.
Holmes, who is it we're looking for? What do they want? How will you find them?
Ah, at last.
Strange tableau. Just one cab in an almost deserted Oxford Street. When you consider the carts jamming the middle of this thoroughfare during the day. Every day. And always in the middle.
That, Watson, is because the camber of the road is an added hazard to already overburdened horses. He's safely inside. So, let us lay off a course for Baker Street with all possible dispatch. You want to know the who and why as regards John Openshaw?
Mm-hmm.
Well, after a small restorative, I shall do my very best to enlighten you. We shall be home, I trust, before Mr. Openshaw even steps aboard his train.
He's caught off 2 points. We'll have to find a wearer.
Aye, sir. I'll have followers on the line.
Everyone from the point of the old field. We're from the wheel on the grave.
It's long here. A barge called Betsy. My mate will let me lie up there till my ankles heal. Oh.
You must keep it off the ground. Put your arm more round my shoulder. Where is this boat? It is essential I catch the 9:30 train from the station. It's so dark under here. Oh,
there it is, Mr. Openshaw. Just at the end of that small jetty. On the river itself. Something wrong?
You called me Mr. Openshaw.
So I did. But that doesn't matter now, does it?
Here you are, Doctor.
While I put this towel to use, oblige me by handing down the letter K of the American Encyclopedia from the bookshelf, would you? You see, one person couldn't possibly have carried out the two murders. They were simply too well planned and executed. Offenshaw's uncle Elias was a strong, capable, determined fighter. Subdue him and hold his head under in a pond would require two, maybe three, equally determined men. The sort of men who battle daily with a sword.